Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Your host, Dana Rodriguez, is joined this week by technical editor, Kira Pace, and the Chronicle's music critic, Joshua Cosman.
Sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Gotta be Dana Rodriguez as your host.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season, and you didn't miss me too much, but if you did, I'm back. So this is Minds Over Matter. We are an audience participation quiz program, so of course we're encouraging your participation out there. Many thanks to Lori Fisher, Kira Pace, Jeremy Horowitz for sitting in last week for me. I am just back from London, so I appreciate that. I know they did a great job. And also, thanks to you for wrote to me dealing with the music shows that I pre-recorded for Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So I appreciate the nice things you said about those. And but I'm back, and we're going to do the show in the regular way from now to the next time I go out of town. So just to remind you, we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So your job is simply to listen and call in, hopefully. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. And there is a toll-free number. Yes, there still is. And that is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER 1, that is the numeral 1, our email address, mindsovermatter 1, the numeral 1, at gmail.com. So please direct all your emails, comments, questions to that. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world. I actually did it in London, at kalw.org, that is kalw.org. And if you'd like to get a podcast of this show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then begin with the questions. So here's the first. You can't regret what you haven't done, thought Kira Pace, shortly before wondering how long bangs take to grow out.
It was almost instantaneous.
Got that kind of Gidget look.
Yeah, well,
I think it's very becoming.
Yeah, that's very kind of you. Well, Gidget's not a bad look, I don't think.
No. Tell that to Moondoggy.
Joshua Cosman has such complete faith in my improvisation skills. Improvisatory? I've killed this.
Start again.
Joshua. No, I've ruined it. I apologize. Joshua Cosman has such complete faith in my improvisatory skills that he left me to ad-lib his introduction on the fly. I did not do good. I did terrible.
You did fine. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, it's catching. Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is just back from his second annual apology tour to London. The need seemed greater this year.
Yes. I'm sure it'll be even greater next year. And we'll begin with Kira Pace.
All right. I am going to ask you, actually, I'll do this one. A 1951 Phil Baker panel quiz show called Who's Who's. A 1979 show on CBS called Coed Fever. A 1990 Britcom called Heil, Honey, I'm Home, featuring caricatures of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun married and living next door to a Jewish couple. A 1993 detective show starring Glenn Frey of the Eagles called South of Sunset. And 2006's Emily's Reasons Why Not starring Heather Graham. What do these five shows have in common?
I'm only half Heil Honey, I'm Home rings a bell. I think these are fictional shows within a show of some kind.
No.
No?
Nope.
Then
they're all shows that either never aired or aired once.
A little more specific on the aired once, please.
More specific.
Canceled within the first 10 minutes.
Canceled in the first episode.
Canceled after the first episode.
All right. Okay.
That is correct. One episode.
That's funny.
Right.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, this one is three pieces of information that you're going to try to give to me. I have faith in you. I think you can do it. National Lampoon's Jaws 3 People Zero, a mockumentary in which members of a film crew attempting to make a Jaws sequel keep getting eaten by the shark, is the earliest known screenplay written by what iconic writer-director? So that's piece of information number one. Universal shut down production of that movie, but 4 years later, another screenplay he wrote for the National Lampoon was filmed. It opened at number one. Oh, I'm sorry. It was based on a short story that he wrote for the National Lampoon, and it was filmed. It opened at number one at the box office in July of 1983, knocking Jaws 3D from the top spot. So please identify the writer-director, the short story, and the movie.
Is the writer-director John Hughes?
It is.
Okay. Short story.
That's a third of a bell, I guess.
Yeah. No, I won't even give myself a little one. So you need the short story, and what was the other thing?
The short story that was filmed, his first produced film, and the film that was made from the short story. If you have the short story, you have the film, most likely.
But, okay, John Hughes.
1983, and it knocked Jaws 3D from the top spot.
It's not The Breakfast Club, is it?
It's not.
Don't look at me. I don't do John Hughes.
All right. Okay. All right. Read the whole thing once more, if you would.
Sure. National Lampoon's Jaws 3 People Zero, a mockumentary in which members of a film crew attempting to make a Jaws sequel keep getting eaten by the shark, is the earliest known screenplay written by John Hughes, as we now know. Universal shut down production on that movie, but 4 years later, another screenplay he wrote, which started as a short story for the National Lampoon, was filmed. It opened at number one at the box office in July 1983 and knocked Jaws 3D from the top spot.
Okay. And Josh, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, I want to start this out early because I've got a long list of Oscar-winning actresses here. I have 17 of them because... And I want to see how many of these you can name.
There's a theme here, though.
There's a theme. Okay. Yeah, you know, it's not just 17 random.
All right, good.
These are all the best actress Oscar winners whose last name also happens to be a common uncapitalized word in the dictionary. So, for example, when Emily Blunt wins her Best Actress Oscar, she will be on there because Blunt is a word in the dictionary. But she's not on there yet. But I have the complete list, at least by my count, unless I missed anybody.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is one.
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt is on there.
Jennifer Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Go over the principles.
So the 17 Best Actress Oscar winners whose last name is also a common uncapitalized word in Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. There are 17 of them. Dana and Kira together got three so far. Jennifer Jones, Helen Hunt, and Emma Stone.
And Halle Berry.
And Halle Berry is a fourth. Good.
Okay. All right. This kind of thing I'll think about.
You'll just suddenly pop up in the middle of it. All right. So.
And you went through the whole list of best actresses and you decided which
qualified. Pretty sure. Yeah. I mean, if I missed one, I'll mea culpa it, but.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Yazid. How are you?
Good.
So I start today with a very sad note question that happened on Friday. This woman co-authored a book, a novel, called Berkeley Bohemia. She was killed crossing the street, Channing Way and Fulton, which have four-way stops. Everybody have to stop. Claiming by a man who worked for the city. And the city is trying to wash it out, by the way. I'm sorry to say that, but that's the case. Anyway, do you know what her name is?
No. Sorry.
Anybody guess?
No.
She wrote Berkeley Bohemia. She co-authored that book. She also was involved in Berkeley Historical Society as well as music scene in Berkeley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was a beautiful woman.
What was her name?
Okay, her name is Shelley Rideout. Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, Rideout. It's pretty sad because, the driver claims he was going 15, which I do not believe. 15 miles an hour, which I don't believe. Okay, second question, please. Yeah, God rest her soul, and we send our condolences to her family and friends and everybody, including myself. Okay, the second question, this city in the 1920s was rated to be the cleanest city in the Mediterranean. What city?
Is it actually on the Mediterranean?
Yes. Not actually. It is close by the Mediterranean, but
it's
not...
It's Cairo, isn't it?
It is Cairo.
Yeah.
What happened afterwards, the British did to Cairo was unbelievable. And by the way, in 1919, they were kicked out of Cairo as part of the city. Okay.
Yeah.
The second city, many books written about it, is called the City of Western Mind.
Alexandria.
Okay. How did you know?
Because you have a tell.
I love that question about you. But this is really good. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
I send my most condolences to the family of this beautiful lady. Really, I do. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Two numbers to join us with a question or answer are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Okay, let me give you a couple questions. Who is the only president unrelated to any other president to have the first name of one president and the last name of another?
Of another?
Yeah. So in other words, that let me go with the question again. Who is the only president in U.S. history unrelated to any other president, not a son or a father or anything, and this particular person had the first name of one president and the last name of another president?
Oh,
Andrew
I see.
Johnson.
Andrew Johnson,
that
yeah.
is correct. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Too easy. What is the longest country's name in the world that does not repeat a single letter?
Ooh.
What is the longest, and is this, it is a single word country, What is the longest country's name in the world that does not repeat a single letter in its name?
It's, what about Switzerland? Is it?
It's Switzerland.
Okay.
Nice. Wow.
Very well. Very well done. Okay. You just killed
Sally Fields.
Two questions.
Sally Field. Give the woman a
Gidget,
bell.
Yes.
No, no, she's...
I know, but she played Gidget, too.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's what maybe...
So she was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I was, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, see? All right. All right, you killed those two questions. Let me give you something else. What two retailers in the U.S. had the most store closings there you go, in 2017? What two retailers in the U.S. had the most store closings in 2017, and what two retailers in the U.S. had the most store openings in 2017?
Well, Macy's has been closing stores left and right. That's one of the closers, surely.
No.
No?
No.
I'm glad you took that because I was about to.
Yeah.
So once more, in the U.S., what two retailers had the most store closings? That's the problem with that. In 2017, and what two retailers had the most store openings in 2017?
Now, when you say retailer, you're not counting like fast food or anything like that, or are you?
I could count fast food.
Okay,
but it's not fast food.
It's not Starbucks as an opener.
It is not Starbucks. No.
Well, how about for closing JCPenney?
No.
And 2017, so that doesn't count the Walmart closings that are going on at Sam's Clubs.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But these are way beyond that. So even if you can, So, all right. Just once more, what two retailers in the U.S. had the most store closings in 2017? And what two retailers in the U.S. had the most store openings in 2017? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, this is James in the Richmond District,
San
Francisco.
Yeah.
In a Christmas song, Winter Wonderland, they make a reference to a name, Parson Brown. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know who was Parson Brown?
You mean Parson Brown is a real person?
Yes.
And
I've heard his name mentioned in other in other ways.
I didn't realize it was. I just always assumed it was the local preacher man.
Right.
Huh.
But he has some kind of significance.
So you're sure in the song, not to, I'm not trying to divert you here, but you're sure in the song that they're referring to this specific Parson Brown?
Yeah, they're going to make a snowman, and they're going to call him Parson Brown.
Oh, that's true. They do say that.
They pretend he's Parson Brown.
Yeah.
Was he known for how he looked, maybe, or what he wore?
Well, I think he's some kind of famous clergy.
So do you know the answer to this?
No, I don't. I'm guessing. I've heard this talked many years ago, and if my memory is serves me right, he's some kind of famous clergy back east.
Okay. Well, I don't think we know, but we'll be happy to leave it out for people to call in.
I'd love to know the answer.
All right. We'll leave it out for people.
Okay. I like your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have maybe at least a couple of guesses.
Okay.
For Cura's first one about John Hughes, was the movie 16 Candles?
Nope.
No.
I want to say that 16 Candles was maybe the first one that he directed, but it is not his first produced screenplay.
Okay. All right, then I'm at a loss there. For Josh's question, though, Louise Fletcher?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, and I'm not sure on Dana's about this store closing, so we did have Switzerland. But anyway, I have a couple of questions for you if you have the time.
Go ahead.
Okay. Danny, I guess this is one for you, maybe most especially. But what did Fred Astaire say was the greatest dance scene in movie history?
That he did or just generally?
No, that he said generally it was the greatest dance scene in movie history.
Ooh, that's interesting. You'll probably have to give me a hint on this in terms of maybe a year or a decade or a dancer.
I believe it's 1946 or 1948.
Hmm.
And it's not a dance scene that he himself was in?
He is not in it. Though he did used to work out with the... I'm sorry, it's 1943. I'm just looking to look it up. It's 1943.
43.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is the dance actually on, you know, the floor as opposed to, say, this is a funny thing you said about Esther Williams or something?
No. This is an actual... Okay.
What's the one with Gene Kelly and the cartoon mouse?
Oh.
That's Anchors Away.
Yeah, when's that?
Right. 45.
Yeah, no. I can give you a... I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Astaire used to practice with the people...
Oh, I know. It's the Nicholas Brothers, right? The Nicholas Brothers in
Stormy Weather.
Stormy Weather, I guess.
And I would encourage anyone who hasn't seen it, watch it on YouTube.
Where they do the jumps, those big jumps from the stairs.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
What's the number? Scene. What's the musical number?
Cab Calloway does a song at the introduction. Jump and Jive. Maybe,
yeah, I think you're right. I think it is Jump and Jive. Yeah.
Right.
Hep, hep. Right.
Okay, and then one more, maybe 180-degree turn from that. Who is the most famous person in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame? Most famous member.
Wrestling. Are you implying that, or maybe that this person is famous for something else other than wrestling?
Yes.
Is it Jesse Ventura?
No.
He's the only wrestler I know.
Was this person actually a wrestler?
This person wrestled many times, and I'd be willing to...
Andy Kaufman, maybe?
You actually knew this about... Actually, no, that's a good guess. An alternative guess, but no, this person much more famous than Andy Kaufman.
It's not Donald Trump, is it, who had some...
No.
Okay.
No. He might be in the Clown Hall of Fame, but not the... Yeah.
Let's see. So, this person is... Was...
It's known about this person, and in fact... And at least one film biography.
Akeem Tarov. What's his name?
Akeem Tamirov?
Tamirov, yeah.
No. It's an American, and it's much better known. And
so there was a biography, a film biography of this person?
More than one.
This person is more famous than, like, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is right now?
Much more famous.
Is this person go back to ancient times?
No, it's American.
Okay.
American and in film, so this is not a political person.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is correct.
Who did amateur wrestling.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Only lost one fight reportedly out of 300 that he had.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
Great show as always.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. Appreciate it.
Bye.
And Kira, it is your turn.
All right. What is the name of the patient in the Milton Bradley game Operation?
The one with the red nose.
Yeah.
Is there a first and last name or just a first name?
There's a modified first name.
Isn't it Mr. something or other? No?
No. I think you might be thinking of Mr. Body of Clue, perhaps.
I'm not, but you're right. That's
Read that once more,
please. Sure. What is the name of the patient in the Milton Bradley game Operation?
Is it a common name? Something you'd find around the house?
you definitely could.
No, I think it's a silly name. It's a cartoon name,
it's
right?
It's a silly name, yeah.
It's not Mr. Patient or something like that.
No.
No, it's Fuzzy Wuzzy or something.
No, it's not. It's not that goofy.
Oh, it's not.
No,
right,
the name part is a serious, standard name, a goofy adjective.
All right, okay.
Would you like another question while you mull that over?
All right, go ahead.
All right, this one's a writer. You got to write down 9 words.
Oh.
Ten right. Words. Ready? Yep. Jeeves. Jeeves. Major. Darcy. Gatsby. Ackley. Ackley. Uhura. Kramer. MacGyver, and Snuffleupagus. These are 9 people, or characters, 5 in literature and 4 in television, who are primarily known by their last names. What I would like is their first names.
Nice.
Darcy is Fitzwilliam.
That is correct.
No. Major's first name and middle name are both Major.
That's correct. He's Major, yeah. Major.
Jay Gatsby.
Yep.
That was
Kramer's first name is Cosmo.
Uh-huh. Right. That is good. Correct.
Oh. Who's Ackley?
From Catcher in the Rye.
Jeeves.
Okay.
I used to know that. It's a kind of an unusual English name, isn't it? Is it? No?
I wouldn't call it unusual, but it's pretty English,
yeah.
Fairly English.
Like Montmorency or something.
Oh, it's not that English. It's not like English. Accessible English either. It's,
okay,
all right. Reasonably English.
So why don't you give the ones that that nobody's gotten yet?
Okay. Well, first, looking for the patient in the Milton Bradley game Operation, and then the first names of Jeeves and Wooster, Ackley from Catcher in the Rye. Uhura from Star Trek, and MacGyver, and Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street.
All right. Before we go to a call, I'm going to do a follow-up question, unless I'm stepping on your toes, because you asked about the guy from Operation. And my question to you is, what's the name of the old plutocrat in Monopoly?
You mean Rich Uncle Pennybags?
That's who I meant. Okay. All right. That's a chestnut. I knew you would know it. All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas. How are you?
I'm going to try for some of these actresses with the Loretta Young.
Good.
Shirley Booth.
Uh-huh.
I know the old one.
I was going to say, I can see where these are posted. So I have my list in chronological order.
I'm 76. Sally Field.
Good.
Geraldine Page.
Yes. Good.
Jodie Foster Count.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Holly Hunter.
Good.
And then my last try is Hilary Swank. Is that her name?
That is her name.
Excellent.
Well done, you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you ran right through this.
Well, thank you very much.
That it?
No more? No.
Okay, I guess it is.
All right. So just to keep our bookkeeping intact, there were 17. We've gotten Jennifer Jones, Loretta Young, Shirley Booth, Louise Fletcher, Sally Field, Geraldine Page, Jodie Foster, Holly Hunter, Helen Hunt, Hilary Swank, Halle Berry, and Emma Stone, leaving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 still to go.
Is there anybody before Jennifer Jones?
Yep.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, classical music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle, Joshua Cosman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. If you'd like to join us, there are two numbers available. Those are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. We do have a couple of lines available, so please give us a call as soon as you can. In the meantime, Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm gonna ask Kira to sit this one out because this I nymphs from the Learned League website where we sometimes do battle, so she's seen this question already, and I'm stealing it. With attribution there. There are four countries in the world whose land area sits entirely south of the Tropic of Capricorn. Can you name them? Dana.
Entirely south of the Tropic of Capricorn. New Zealand?
New Zealand is one.
Are any of them, besides New Zealand, island countries?
No.
All right. New Zealand, South Africa?
No. That is wrong.
All right. And entirely?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me think. No, not... It's not Patagonia. It's Chile. No, it's not Chile. Is it Chile?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Chile is incorrect.
All right. All right. That's what I thought. Okay, leave it out.
So there are four nations of the world whose land area sits entirely south of the Tropic of Capricorn. Dana got one, which was New Zealand. There are three more to go. None of them is South Africa or Chile.
Or an island.
Or an island.
Yes. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in California.
Hi.
Hi. The John Hughes movie, is that Vacation?
It is Vacation.
Ah, excellent.
And do you know the name of the short story?
No. A Perfect Day for Banana Fish. No.
No.
It's close, but no.
Let's see. Store closing. How about Sears?
No, not Sears.
Radio Shack?
Radio Shack is number one.
Mm. Oh!
1,470 stores closed.
And I've pointed this out here before, but remember, you can't spell Radio Shack without adios.
I always remember David Letterman's joke that he went to the mall at Christmas, and it was so busy, there was actually somebody in Radio Shack.
Poor Radio Shack.
You had to give your address to buy that.
Yeah.
At least Radio Shack will live on in Stranger Things Season 2. Mm.
Best actress names. I don't know. I'll take a wild guess with Hepburn.
No, not Hepburn, I'm afraid.
It's not like a good phrase for mm-hmm. a real, you know, kind of pip insult. Real Hepburn. Okay. I don't really have... Oh, the nation south of the tropic. I guess I've got one question. I know the Coen brothers, when they come out with movies, they don't give a lot of interviews. But when The Big Lebowski was released, they did give an interview to an industry magazine. Can you tell me what industry?
It must have been Boeing.
Boeing, yeah.
Right. But I don't know the name of the magazine, though.
Is it called 300?
Yeah.
No, it was not Boeing.
It's not
rugs then. It must have been carpet rug.
The floor coverings weekly.
Okay. Really?
Wow,
that's funny.
Interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye bye. And all right, let me see here. What can I give you? All right. There have been six best actors who won the Best Acting Academy Award playing a role that was also an opera title. There have been six best actors who won the Best Actor Award playing a role that was also the title of an opera. What are they?
Oh, you're looking at me like I'm going to know?
No, I just thought of one very obvious one, which is Laurence Olivier playing Hamlet.
Of course, that's one.
But that's all I have so far.
I got stuck on the last name. I'm like, Olivier doesn't count as Oliver! Exclamation point, does it?
No,
it doesn't.
No.
And that's not even the question. And it's not spelled the same.
All right.
Playing characters. All right, I have to think about
this. Who are also the title of an opera.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I don't want to keep dead air going. I'll think about it.
Okay.
It's a good question.
There are six winners of the Best Actor Academy Award who won that Academy Award playing a character who is also the title of an opera. What are they? And I'll give you one more. This is in the weeds. Between 1686 and 1904, there were four operas written and performed with the same one-word title. And may I also add, they're all by famous composers. Between 1686 and 1904, there were four operas written and performed with the same one-word title.
No. Well, all right. I'll have to think about that.
Right.
So can I take it that 1686 and 1904 were years for two of those four?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't just pick them at random.
Well, that's what I want to make sure.
Yes.
1686.
I suppose I could have made it harder and said 1685 and 1905, but sometime between that.
1400 to present.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to think about that. One word.
One word title.
Is it a proper name?
Not going to say.
Oh, come on. All right.
Once more, between 1686 and 1904, there were four operas written and performed with the same one-word title, all by quite famous composers. The earlier question was, there are six winners of the Best Actor Academy Award who won that Academy Award playing a character that had the same name as the title of an opera. So.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, welcome back. This is Janusz.
Hi, Janusz.
I wish I waited longer to think of the names of the operas. Capricorn, I was in New Zealand, and that list was there. I remember Swaziland.
Swaziland is correct.
Very good.
Below
well done.
The Capricorn, I don't remember the others. My question about place names, when the question of immigration came up, you would know about this, you were away, there was a thing about immigration, and the Chinese Exclusion Act came to mind, which became the Geary Act when it was extended. The question is, who was the Geary in the Exclusion Act, and does it have anything to do with the Geary I live by?
Yes, doesn't it?
Same
person, isn't it? Yes, it does have something to do with it.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't.
Okay.
Red herring.
Yes. So, two questions.
All
one
right.
is Geary Boulevard or Speedway or Street. Who was that named after? And who was the Californian Geary the Chinese Exclusion Act is associated with?
I cannot answer that. But we can leave it out if you like, Janusz.
Okay. And one question about London.
Mm-hmm.
you might have gone by cheap side?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, very close.
Okay, what is that? What is the word for? What does it mean?
Didn't it have something to do with the markets that you, markets that used to be there? Yeah.
You're a wiener.
Yeah.
It is marketplace has nothing to do with cheap, except eventually buying had to do with goodbye.
Right.
And goodbye to you.
Thank you, Janusz.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, you go first.
I am looking for the John Hughes short story that became the movie Vacation. I'm looking for the first names of the literary characters Jeeves and Ackley from Catcher in the Rye, and the first names of television characters Uhura, MacGyver, and Snuffleupagus. And finally, I am looking for the name of the patient in the Milton Bradley game Operation.
Hmm. I'm looking for, of the four nations that whose land area sits entirely below the Tropic of Capricorn, we've got New Zealand and Swaziland already named. There are two more. Please name them. Also looking for Best Actress Oscar winners whose last name is a common uncapitalized dictionary entry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those still outstanding.
Is Lesotho one?
Yes.
All right.
Although it's Lesotho, but...
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is it Lesotho? All right. And let's see. What do we have here? All right. What two retailers in the U.S. had the most store closings in 2017? I'm going to get that one these days. Actually, we have one of them. That was Radio Shack. That was the number one with 1,470 closings. And what two retailers in the U.S. had the most store openings in 2017? So... and it's not fast food. Nothing to do with fast food. And between 1686 and 1904, there were four operas written and performed with the same one-word title. And I can... I'll give you the years of the operas, if that's going to help
sure.
you. It may not. 1686, 1777, 1817, and 1904, all by well-known composers. And there were six Best Actors who won the Best Actor Academy Award, playing a character that was also the title of an opera. So, what are those?
I got one of them.
You did, and that was Laurence Olivier Hamlet.
Yeah, but what's the other? The other.
And who wrote the Hamlet opera?
Ambroise Thomas.
All right,
but. This one's killing me. Mm. All right, I'm going to work on it.
Okay.
I don't know the Bill the Butcher opera. Has that been done?
No. He didn't win the Academy Award for
that
anyway.
Oh, didn't he?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're right. He didn't.
And the two numbers are 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. I'm out of practice. And, Kira, I think it's your turn.
All right, so SF Sketchfest is upon us, so I've got a couple related sketch-related questions. Let's do this one. Chevy Chase's signature sign-off line, "Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow," was used in what 1974 independent comedy that was written and produced by and featured Ken Shapiro, Chevy Chase, and Richard Belzer?
So I remember that movie, but I can never. It was either Kentucky Fried Movie.
That's Zucker's Abram.
Right?
No. I'm sorry. No, that was John Landis.
Ooh, I don't.
Yeah, I think it
really.
Right.
I think
all
it
right.
was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the Groove Tube or?
It is the Groove
the Groove
Tube.
That's the other one. The two of those I get confused.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Give the name of the computer animation method in which the outlines of shapes and figures are made to wiggle and undulate to imitate the effect of hand-drawn animation. This method was patented by Tom Snyder, who not the talk show host Tom Snyder,
oh,
different
too
one,
bad.
And was seen in shows like Dr. Katz's Professional Therapist, which I'm going to go see next week, performed live, and Home Movies.
I don't know the names.
No. I only know rotoscoping.
That's what I was... Yeah, exactly.
Which they haven't used in about 50 years. And,
oh,
right.
Is that true? I mean, there's something that was done with that...
Like the Juno... Yeah, was it Altered States?
No, I'm thinking of that technique that they used for Scanner Darkly. which had Roto
that
in the
was
title.
Rotoscope. Yeah,
was that rotoscoping?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Well, it was. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Because okay. Because it's the same as the opening credits to Juno. Right.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I think was Rotoscope.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, that's me.
It is you.
Okay, well, I got aced out of that Radio Shack. And Kmart isn't one of them, is it?
No, not Kmart. Kmart was a couple years ago.
All right, well, I don't want to waste a lot of time. Is Natalie Wood one of those actresses with the
No,
name Wood?
Good guess, but she actually didn't win a Best Actress Oscar.
Someone called about Parson Brown. You know, there was a new Riders of the Purple Sage song called Parson Brown, so he must have been somebody.
Maybe.
And that short story, the movie was Vacation, but I thought she said that she already had that?
We got the movie Vacation. Tom from California, unspecified, called in with Vacation, but I still need the name of the short story.
The title of the magazine piece.
Yes.
I don't know. Grandma's Road Trip or something. I couldn't speak to that so well.
No, sorry.
Okay, then there was the opera. Exodus would be a good guess for an opera like that. Is there such a?
Yes, but no.
Well, how about some name for Satan? I don't know all the names for Satan.
No, I don't think
that's another guess.
I don't think anybody won an Oscar playing Satan.
No,
he's talking about the four.
Oh, the four operas. Oh, that's also a good guess, but no.
Faustus. And then someone mentioned the Clown Hall of Fame and that our president belonged there. And in defense of Emmett Kelly and Bobcat Goldthwait and other great clowns, please.
That's right. he has something.
All right, well, all my good guys were taken. All right, no bells for me. Good night.
Thank you.
Give the man a Nobel Prize.
Have some big shoes to fill. And let's see.
Oh, my gosh.
And Josh, it's your turn.
All right. Let's see. What have I got here? Well, I thought you were going to. All right. I've got some classic works of. We don't do enough philosophy around here. So I've got some famous philosophical works in the history of Western philosophy, and also I'm going to give you the title, and also want you to do is
none of which you've read since college.
Oh, not even before college.
Okay,
I don't think there's anything here I've ever read.
All right.
I know some titles though.
Okay, good.
All right,
that's all you need for this.
That's all you need for this show. I got eight of them. Ready?
Okay.
Who wrote these books?
All right.
Being and Time, On Liberty, The World as Will and Representation, Philosophical Investigations, Beyond Good and Evil, Nicomachean Ethics, An Essay Concerning Human Understanding, and A Theory of Justice. So these are all classic works of Western philosophy. Here's the titles. Tell me the authors. Being and Time, On Liberty, The World as Will and Representation, Philosophical Investigations, Beyond Good and Evil, Nicomachean Ethics, An Essay Concerning Human Understanding, and A Theory of Justice.
On Liberty, is that John Stuart Mill?
It is John Stuart Mill.
All right.
Of his own free will.
Half a pint of shandy was particularly ill. I only know the philosopher song, not the actual philosophers. Beyond Good and Evil, I know, one of the Germans, more modern German, I think. I'm going to just guess Nietzsche and wrong.
And well guessed.
Oh,
nope.
Yay.
Beyond Good and Evil is Nietzsche.
Sorry. Everything I learned about Nietzsche I got from A Fish Called Wanda, speaking as we were of Monty Python.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
All right. So we'll leave the others out there for the better educated among our listeners.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
I'm not one of those better educated ones.
That's all right.
Well, it doesn't take much for us. I mean, I just looked these up, that's all.
I wrote them down like I was going to answer them later, too.
There you go.
All right, go ahead. Sorry, Peter.
Best Actress, did you get Sally Field?
We did get Sally Field, but it's a good answer, and we'll give you another bell for that.
How about Maggie Smith?
That's a new one. Well done, you.
Great. And a question.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of somebody involved in filmmaking whose first film they worked on was Citizen Kane. The last film they worked on was Taxi Driver.
Bernard Herrmann.
Oh, you're too good.
One of my favorite film composers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks. Good evening, and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Let's see what I can give you here. Benito Mussolini, Nicolae Ceausescu, Robert Mugabe, and Vidkun Quisling all had something taken away from them, besides their, well, three of them had their lives taken away from them. But they all had a particular thing taken away from them during their lifetime.
Hmm.
What was it?
Mussolini, Mugabe, Quisling, and who was the fourth scumbag?
Ceausescu.
Ceausescu. Is it something UN connected? I mean,
no, not UN connected.
And we're not talking about their liberty either.
No, okay. It's something that was given to them during their life that was later taken away from them.
Oh, interesting. Some kind of an honor or
you're on the right track.
A royal title of sorts.
The Nobel Peace Prize.
We're noodling around.
Knighthood.
Yes. They were all honorary British knights.
They were?
And they all had their knighthoods taken away.
Interesting.
Yes. Mussolini, Ceausescu, Robert Mugabe, and Quisling. So.
Huh. Sir Vidkun.
Yes. Sir Vidkun Quisling. All right. Very good.
Give you know that I want to go on any crusade with those four fellas.
Okay. Second question. What three car models are in the phonetic alphabet? What three car models are in the phonetic alphabet?
Phonetic alphabet?
Yes.
You're not talking about, like, the NATO alphabet. You mean phonetic, like A, B, the
letters. No, he's talking about the NATO alphabet. Alpha is one.
Yeah, it's but they also call it the phonetic alphabet.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
Alpha is one.
No, because that's like, you know, like Alfa Romeo. Is that what you're talking about? But no. No, it's not a, it's a full name for a car model.
Well, model, not a make.
Yeah.
Those are different.
It's Alfa Romeo is the
that's
car
the make
maker.
Of the car. She's
okay.
Ford Model.
I was just happy about the fact that Alfa is spelled
thank you
with
for
an
clarifying
F in both cases. I thought that was too good to pass up.
So what are the three particular car models that are in that phonetic alphabet?
I kind of want to say there's a Tango somewhere, but I can't.
There's not a Tango.
Yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
So these are car models, not what makes.
Yes. All right. Right.
So
not Ford.
Impala, but not Chevrolet.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Sirocco.
There is a Sirocco.
Car. Yeah, but it's not in the alphabet.
Yeah, I know.
I was just cracking wise.
Okay.
All right, good. We'll
all right,
think about
so
that.
Once more, what three car models, not makes, are in the phonetic alphabet? So, okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Thank you. This is a Broadway musical question.
Mm-hmm.
Lucille Ball starred in a Broadway musical. Do you know the name of it?
Redhead, I think.
No.
Mame? Wasn't she in Mame? No, that was the movie version, wasn't it?
Wasn't she in Redhead?
Well, she may have been, but that's not the show I have.
Okay. Well, can you tell us when it, give us a general idea when it was?
I guess it was in the 60s. the theme song was Hey, Look Me Over.
Isn't that Sweet Charity?
It was a musical.
It is Sweet Charity.
Sweet Charity.
Sweet Charity.
She wasn't in Sweet Charity.
No, that was Wynne Verdon, I think.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. I have one. The show is one word. Does that help?
I was pretty sure it was Redhead. She played like a Texas an oil heiress or something like that.
I don't know what that was. Is it? You know, it's possible there was a show, but I have another show.
Okay. I can't think of any other. What? Go ahead and tell us.
Wildcat.
Oh, you know, you're right. You're right, and I'm wrong.
No, you're not. That's like your song. Really.
No, you're right.
She was a redhead, though.
Yeah. So I think I was confusing two different things, and it rings a bell, of course. No.
Does it ring a bell?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. This is a '60s, early '60s musical. Also, three famous people were in it: Richard Burton, Julie Andrews, and Robert Goulet. Anybody know?
Is it Camelot?
Yeah.
Yes, it was Camelot.
Right. Huh.
Great. I have This is a question about last week's news. What strange thing happened in Florida when it was snowing?
Oh, you mean the iguanas falling
yes,
from the trees?
Yes, frozen iguanas falling from the trees. Okay, bell, bell, bell. Everybody, thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you,
you too.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's a great show. I enjoy it so much.
Thank you.
I wonder, this is for Josh. I think the names of the proper...
Uh-huh.
Doris Day, would that work?
It would work if she had won an Oscar, but she didn't, so it doesn't.
Okay, well then this one, Patty Duke, I don't think that'll work
no.
either. All right, sorry. Karen Black is the other one.
Right. All of these are good proper names, but good common names, rather, but no Oscars.
That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Not Anne Bancroft.
She didn't.
No.
Oh, she did win.
She did win, but Bancroft
no, I checked.
Is not a,
yeah.
Okay, and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Is this... are you talking to me?
I am talking to
you. Oh, thank you. This is the opera. Is it Orpheus or Orfeo?
For the four operas with the same name?
Yes.
It is not.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And, Kira, do you have something short and quick?
We can
ask
Josh.
All right, I'll give you a short and quick question because I think you're going to get it right away. What is the most used drug in the U.S. that is also a palindrome?
Xanax.
That's correct. All right, take it easy.
All right, so these operas, I mean, Orpheus was my first thought too, but then I thought, then you would say 1607, that was the first one, that's Monteverdi, but these years are not speaking to me in any way. So I need another hint on these four operas with the same name.
All right, Rossini is one of them.
Okay. Rossini, so that's 1817.
Is there a William Tell? The four times?
I think there's been more than one William Tell, but not four.
So is it Semiramide or Semiramis?
It is not.
Rossini.
And I'll be honest with you, that's not a... You know how you're familiar with the Rossini overtures, but I've never heard the overture to this particular Rossini opera. So,
All right, think it over.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yes, hi. I have an answer and a question. So for the world of will and representation, I think that's Schopenhauer.
Exactly right.
Excellent.
Well done.
And I have three rather old-fashioned words. I'm wondering if you could tell me what they mean and use them in a sentence.
Sure.
One is kakistocracy.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is snolligoster. And the third one, Gumbletonian.
Say it again.
Gumbletonian.
Kakistocracy.
Gumbletonian.
Mm-hmm.
Kakistocracy.
Okay.
And snolligoster.
Kakistocracy is the opposite of aristocracy. It is government by the worst elements of our society.
That could never really happen. That sounds not in the United States.
Obviously, that's a hypothetical construct because other things would rise up to prevent that from ever occurring.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know the other. Snolligoster sounds like it's... I've heard that word, and I think it's one of those words like Lollapalooza that just means a wowser of a thing.
No, that's not it. It's much more specific than that. And actually, it's related to kakistocracy.
Don't know.
Nope.
I'm sorry, we couldn't quite hear you.
Oh, a shrewd or unprincipled person, especially a politician. Knowledge.
What's a Grumbletonian?
People who are angry or unhappy with their government.
I see there's a theme to this question.
Yeah, so am I being a Grumbletonian if I point out that our government, our current government, is a kakistocracy that's full of snolligosters?
No, you're not.
Well done.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Wonderful show, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That reminds me of the one word my husband reminded me to not say at all today. based on this past week in politics. Yeah. Just make sure you don't say it. I keep hearing it on NPR, and it freaks me out every time. So
Dana told me not to say it, too.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Phil in San Francisco.
Hi.
Is the name of the opera Armide?
Yes, Armida, but I may be mispronouncing it, but it's...
Well, I mean, I
it's French it's or Italian.
Armida,
it's
all right.
The French one.
A-R-M-I-D-A.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well done.
So the do you know the four composers?
Yeah. The first is Lully.
Right.
So that probably was Armide, I'm not sure. And then Gluck.
Good.
Someone's already mentioned Rossini.
Right.
And then, kind of surprisingly, Dvorak.
Right. Mm. Excellent.
Well done.
Has Natalie Wood been mentioned in your list yet?
She has been mentioned, but incorrectly, because she
didn't win an Oscar.
She would have a good guess, but no.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
Quick guess for a female actress. How about Shelley Winter?
Good guess, but also not an Oscar winner. Sorry.
No, she won twice, but not for Best Actress.
Not for Best Supporting Actress. Best Supporting, I beg your pardon. Right.
Okay.
Next week I'll come in with the Best Supporting Actresses.
All right. What television personality closed his show with, and now from those of us who work the late, late shift here in the heart of New York City, good night, everybody.
That sounds like Tom Snyder.
That was indeed. A good way to end the show.
All right.
Thanks.
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 Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Andrea in San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi, I have the answer to Lieutenant Uhura's first name.
Oh,
was Nayoka.
Yes.
And I think I know for the animation question.
Yes.
Was it Squiggle Vision?
It is Squiggle Vision.
Oh.
Yay,
Squiggle.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I think I know some of the philosophy books.
Good. Brilliant.
Can you read them?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh. You want me to read them out again?
Yes.
Being in Time, Philosophical Investigations.
Well, no, one at a time.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Being in Time.
Martin Heidegger.
Correct.
Wow, very good.
Philosophical Investigations.
Ludwig Wittgenstein.
Yes. Nicomachean Ethics.
Aristotle.
Okay. An Essay Concerning Human Understanding.
Would that be David Hume?
Close.
Immanuel Kant.
No.
John Locke?
John Locke is correct.
Very good.
And finally, A Theory of Justice.
John Rawls.
Well done, and that's the category.
Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, time to clean up here. So, Kira?
Okay. The name of the patient in the Milton Bradley game Operation is Cavity Sam.
Cavity Sam. Okay.
All right, and we've got Reginald Jeeves, Robert Ackley, Angus MacGyver, and Aloysius Snuffleupagus.
Okay.
And finally, the name of the short story that John Hughes wrote that became Vacation was Vacation 58.
South of the Tropic of Capricorn is not Chile, but Uruguay. And Best Actress Oscars with Sandra Bullock, Kathy Bates, and the two from before Jennifer Jones are Norma Shearer, one who shears lambs, and Ginger Rogers.
What is a rod?
It can mean to acknowledge a command or a transmission, and it's a verb as well,
Roger.
As a noun.
Okay, Roger that. Mm-hmm. All right. The best actors who won the Academy Award for playing a character with an opera name, José Ferrer, Cyrano de Bergerac.
Oh, of course.
Charles Laughton, Henry VIII, Private Life Henry VIII. Let's see, but Sean Penn, Milk, and Burt Lancaster, Elmer Gantry.
No.
So let's see. Anything? Oh, yes. The two retailers that had the most store closings in 2017, we got Radio Shack and Payless. The two retailers who had the most store openings, Dollar General and Dollar Tree. Yeah,
makes sense.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Car models.
So if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize.
Car models.
I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. The three car models that are in the phonetic alphabet, Echo, that was a Toyota, Sierra. I think that's GM, and Golf, which is
Volkswagen.
VW, right.
Yeah.
So So anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was Kira Pace, technical editor from the San Francisco Chronicle, classical music critic Josh Cosman, and I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David Tulip and Steve Wilcott for handling board and phones, and of course, our great thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody, and we hope you will come back and join us again next Sunday at 7 p.m. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.